So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I'm back. In this video, I want to answer the question, is it really safe to be in ketosis if you're pregnant or breastfeeding? Okay? There's some conflicting information out there. I mean, there's some things online that will state that it's very dangerous to do ketosis if you're pregnant or breastfeeding because it causes alteration in embryonic organs. Yeah, that's pretty scary, right? Well, if you actually read this study, it was done in mice, okay? And you really have to pull a string to find out what they fed the mice, okay? And I found out what it is. It's amazing. It's basically a diet. It's called the ketogenic diet, TD 96355. All right here. And this is what they fed the mice. Casein, vegetable shortening, hydrogenated Crisco, okay? Those are trans fats. Corn oil and vitamin mix, but all the vitamins were synthetic. Well, I want to tell you right now, you would never consume this ever. In fact, if you did, you probably would have alteration in your organs as well. This is very unhealthy. And so if you do have some pet mice, don't feed them this either because it could be dangerous. But typically, the ketogenic diet is a very nutrient-dense diet filled with healthy fats. And on the version I'm recommending is it's a lot of vegetables as well. But what I believe is a shocker is these infant formulas. I don't know if you read the ingredients. It's like 56 grams of corn syrup solids. I mean, that's the same amount of sugar that would be in a 16-ounce Coca-Cola. That's incredible. Put corn syrup, corn maltodextrin, that has the highest glycemic index, sucrose, it's all sugar. But what's interesting, they never list the sugars on infant formulas. They have the carbohydrates, but for some reason they leave out the sugars. I don't know why that is. But this is also all GMO right here. And probably the sucrose, the sugar is beet sugar, which is all GMO as well. It's probably not even cane sugar. So what I should do a video on is not if it's safe to be in ketosis, but is it safe to give your infant formula? All right? Thanks for watching. Hey, if you want to find out more about your body type, click the link below and take the quiz. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.